You know what? Let's take this thesis on the road. What began as an ethnographic project for Paddy Mulcahy in 2012 has since grown into Los Paddies, a seven-piece music and dance act creating a unique till proved otherwise clair blend of Irish and South American rhythms and melodies. This coming March, Los Paddies will travel to Santiago, Chile for some Paddy's Day gigs, and for one band member, Chilean Fernando Roa Brith, the trip marks his return to Chile for the first time since he was forced to flee in the 1970s. Culture Files' Louise McMahon talked to Paddy Mulcahy, dancer Lenka Ferry, and Fernando Roa Brith about their journeys, musical and geographical.
Los Paddies de las Pampas originally began as a research project researching the Irish in South America, and particularly Argentina, who are descendants of Irish immigrants and are now are Argentinian people who live and work in Buenos Aires and all over Argentina, and kind of continue on the traditions of Ireland, the music and the dancing and the whole lot, even though they speak Spanish and are integrated Argentinian people. They are Argentinian people now, I guess. Fernando Roa Brith was a great musician we met out in Paris. Fernando plays in a band out there called French Rumba. So we spent the last two or three years doing band exchanges with them, where we would bring them to Ennis to do concerts, because there's a big salsa movement in Ennis. So when they played, lots of people here were very interested to come out and hear them and dance to them, especially. And we just became great friends. And his story was so interesting, like that he had never gone home in all the time since he left Chile as an exile in the 70s. So when we got talking to Fernando, he was kind of reluctant to go home, but when we proposed that we would go with him and support him on that trip if he did want to go, and he loved the idea, and the idea grew from there that we would go and make it a kind of a musical journey and something very positive and nice, which is coming out of what was originally, I suppose, a sort of a sad story.
I was just 12 or 13, and we were a normal family. Living in Chile was a kind of a pleasant life. 1973, the coup d'etat. During 1 year, and this is true, you went out, work or school, everything, and you didn't know if you will come back because the situation was so hard. My father was killed in the time of the events, you know. And then it's then when we decided it wasn't possible to stay there anymore. We didn't have any support, economic support. We were all seven brothers and sisters. We were all students. We started to try to work. We did few little things, you know, nothing to really get to own your life, your money. And that's why and my father and my uncles, they were already, they were killed too. And the situation was hard, really, really hard. I couldn't understand how my father disappeared, you know, and we just lost it. My father was working for the government. He was a lawyer, and he was very involved with the Allende government, the president. That's why he was following and killed. He was 46 years. So he died very young, my father, actually. Yeah, 46 is quite young. That's why our decision was leaving the country. It was really sad and a good decision too, because that's why we are alive.
Las noches me hacen ronda. Tus mágicos reflejos respiran.
Until today, I haven't really realized that I'm going back to my country. So, but I'm really happy.
The music is sort of a mix between Irish traditional music, maybe some Scottish traditional music, jigs and reels, those kind of melodies with South American rhythm and percussion. So the bass and the drums tend to veer more towards South American music. And then we write our own original songs on that kind of template, and often the themes of those songs are to do with Irish and South American connections. A good example of writing on those kind of themes is a song we wrote called My Friend Jur, and it is about a parking warden in Lahinch named Gerard Hartigan. But this man was also a community activist, and he helped with the playground and the Lahinch Arzon Twinning Committee. It was about his role in helping the Chilean refugees back in the 70s when they were in danger and, I suppose, in a crisis. And it's much similar to the Syrian crisis that's happening today, and Clare people are helping today as well. We are all equal in this town. Los Paddies would have bass and drums, flute and fiddle. On this trip now, Adam Shapiro will be on the fiddle. There'll be South American instruments, so the charango and the cuatro, and they gave a different colour, a different flavour. And I think it's very important to have them and to have musicians from South America play with us, because it really, you know, brings a little bit more authenticity to it, and we learn and we enjoy it.
The dancing with Los Paddies is great fun because the music is very energetic and very lively, and even audience love it, and the dancing makes it very visual. It's easy for me anyway, because as Paddy said, the music of Los Paddies is South American beats with Irish or traditional tunes. So even though the bass and the drums go something that is probably new to me, I'm still listening to the fiddle and whistles that go with the traditional reels and jigs. So I would choreograph dances around that. And there's another dancer, Andrea, who would be doing flamenco to some of the songs. So she's kind of doing flamenco and Irish dancing, and that's great fun and people love it.
I think I am very, very, very lucky to have met them. I just admire the way they play and how they got the thing, the music in their heart. They are happy as we are. Everything we speak, everything we plan, is always with a very, very good course.
Fernando Roa Brith there, finishing that report from Louise McMahon. And you heard also from Paddy Mulcahy and Lenka Ferry. And if you don't happen to be in Santiago for Paddy's Day this year, Los Paddies will play Ellis Tymon's Fela Latino 2020, tagline North Clare meets South America for a dance, on July the 4th this year.